With summer vacation in full swing and masks voluntary, people cannot wait to move forward and learn to live with COVID. However, some are stuck standing still with, according to the National Center for Health Statistics, 1 in 5 Americans suffering from long COVID. In this KCBS special report, our Holly Kwan shows us just how disruptive and frustrating that condition can be.
He's kind of a brat.
Dr. Bob Wachter, chair of medicine at UCSF and preeminent COVID expert, is walking his miniature poodle Newman. Not because his wife, author Katie Hafner, can't do it. This is Dr. Wachter's job. But Hafner is resting at home, still suffering brain fog and severe exhaustion from a May case of mild COVID documented on Twitter by her husband.
If you look at me and talk to me, I seem like my normal self. Like, I feel fine right now because it's the morning and I got a little bit of sleep. But in an hour or two, I will be just begging to go to bed.
It's the mental energy that gets zapped first.
Especially the writing. Writing is tough and takes a lot of energy, but I've gotten fatigued, but I've never gotten just overwhelmingly fatigued where I've actually had to beg off meetings and just say I've hit a wall, can't do it.
None of this surprises her husband, Dr. Wachter, as we sit on their porch debating the semantics of long COVID.
It's not just the fatigue that you get from having been sedentary for a little bit. It's, you know, there's something about this virus and or your immune response that is continuing to knock you for a loop.
Can I chime in here?
Yes. Oh, I didn't realize you were here.
Hello. I think the jury's out. I mean, I have these symptoms. They seem to be inching toward recovery. I don't know. What do you think?
I think you're wrong. But Katie's saying, well, I don't have it because it's not that bad or it's getting a little bit better. But you've just heard it's completely changed her ability to do work and how much energy and how well her brain is working. People minimize them and people say, you know, it's nothing. Obviously not nothing. And it's actually a classic set of symptoms.
Symptoms that worry Hafner as she launches a book tour this summer.
I keep thinking, if we're all this foggy in the head, are we endangering ourselves in some way? I mean, it's not like anyone's holding the nuclear football, but it's very worrisome. Partly you think you're okay, and then you realize you've hit some kind of wall. But what if you're, like, flying a 737?
Or toasting frozen waffles and you've lost your sense of smell.
How can I be an adult if I can't even smell something on fire? Like, I almost set the house on fire.
In our next report, what it's like to lose two key senses that add to the loss of human connection.
I just want to smell my mom.
Holly Kwan, KCBS.